gush. All right, let's go. Bottom of Kuf Chav Zayin. Welcome back. Good to see the Chevra. So we're talking about Simcha, happiness. Kedai Latikan, it's very kedai now to mention at Divrei Ruach HaChaim al Mishnah Zu. The Ruach HaChaim's commentary on the Mishnah. Ezu Asher Asumeach B'chelko. Who's the rich person who's happy with his lot? V'zeh L'shono. V'nei Miderach Olam Shemishu Tamid Ani Ve'Evyon. The way the world is somebody's always poor and destitute, bottom of Kuf Chav Zayin, Kishu Motze Metzi Gedola, V'Shalal Rav, when he finds a great treasure and a great amount of money, Boto Shahu Sameach Mod, U'mahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Piv V'Libo Shavin. The person's always poor, and all of a sudden he comes across this huge treasure, a lot of money, he's going to be singing and praising the Lord, and he's going to be so happy, and he's going to be ecstatic. Ava, what happens, human nature? Barich Hazman Kvar Nishkach Mimenu Harishonos Ve'enu Sameach B'Oshro Klal. But as time goes on, he's going to forget about the original money, and he's not going to be happy. Elad Rabba, who mit'aveh v'yagah tamid lashir od kein v'cheina. All he's going to want is more and more and more, and desire more. V'akol enu maspiklo, nothing's going to satisfy him. So originally he's very, very happy, but then it goes away, and he wants more. And he gets money, that's not enough. More, more, and more. V'amisha koveh b'libo tamid shebechol regahu v'ishro b'yad Hashem yisbarach. Somebody that really understands and internalizes that every moment he and his wealth is in the hands of Hashem. And we see with people, in one moment he could become poor through the market crash or a bad business move or being fired. In one moment it could all be gone. The person really realizes that. My money, it's all from Hashem. And everything that is from Hashem, mitzchadish ha-simcha etzlo al ishro b'chol rega. He'll be refortified. He'll be happy again. His simcha will come back on his wealth. B'chol rega, ki'ilu b'rega zo hisig ha'ishirus. As if this moment he attained all the wealth in the world. And the person realized, I could be rich, I could be poor. It could change in a moment, in an instant. Anything could change. And then when he has money, he'll always be happy. Because he could realize it could always be taken away. It could always be replaced. It could always get worse. And whatever I have is a gift from Hashem. And that's what we'll be discussing. Simcha is a mindset. It's a mindset that takes work. Realize that Ashirus, whatever happens from Hashem, it's a gift, and it's endless bounty, and it's beautiful. It leads to tremendous joy. Once we think we're entitled to it, once we get used to it, once we keep demanding more and more, it's an endless cycle of frustration and disappointment. V'zeu shamar ezu ashir sameach. Who is the rich person? Hasamech, lashon hove, in the present tense. Shesamech tamid bechelko shel ashirus. He's always happy with his wealth. That's when true happiness comes. Whenever I have it, I'm happy. Not, oh, I want more. Oh, not this, not that. I'm always happy. I'm always satisfying because I'm always realizing it's a gift. I always realize it could be taken away at any moment. Not as a scare tactic, but as a reality. V'zei yisod gadol b'shvilenu lakir b'chol rega. We always have to realize we're in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we saw that. I can't stop thinking about it with Kobe, that tragedy. You know, there's a lot to say. Big tragedy. In my opinion, he was the Kuf Chav Ches. He was the epitome. Second paragraph. He was the epitome of resilience and invincibility. And then one moment, it's very it's over. We're always Be'ad Hashem. We're always Be'ad Hashem. Nothing's a guarantee. That sometimes we live with this, pomp and like puff out chest. Oh, it's all good. I control everything. No, we say it in modim. Nachnu misurim biyadecha. V'az nakir betuvoso shalmakom mechadesh lanu betul b'chayom tamid bracha char bracha. But when we realize this, not to live crippled, not to live oh my gosh, but to realize I'm in Hashem's hand, and He keeps giving me good and kindness, and He's constantly reinforcing it. Bracha after bracha. Every day, I have my health again, it's a bracha from Hashem. I could see again, it's a bracha from Hashem. I have my life, it's a bracha from Hashem. And constantly think about that. It also makes us understand the obligation to pray. Many people think, I only have to pray when I'm lacking something. If I'm lacking something, I'll pray so I get it back. No, we always need to pray. We're always vulnerable. We're always in the balance. We have to daven that Hashem continues to give us what's already in our hands. So whatever we have, Always have to thank Hashem. Always have to pray. And having that attitude of gratitude really will certainly increase our simcha.